Yo, this is Corey with the World is My Burrito podcast, aka Twimby, a personal project where I educate my listeners as I dive into various pop culture topics that alter the world around them, yet somehow fell to the wayside. Do you know who almost single-handedly created the manga industry of today? Which major world event changed the horror film industry as a whole? How did comics affect the world's perception of nuclear energy? Journey with me to learn some random stuff.
Hello dear listeners and welcome back to the Trappings podcast. And I'm back today with some more Romancing Saga 3. Now, we had quite an audio story-laden episode last time we played. And that probably won't be the case very often going forward for this game. This game is about to become an open-world sprawling mess. in a good way. But yeah, it might not be the easiest way. I don't know, it might not be the best game to do an audio-only Let's Play of, but we'll find out. I'll probably die a lot, I imagine. That'll be fun. Yeah, it will be fun. Yes, so just sort of recap what happened before. So every 300 years, there's a giant dark star or something that blocks out the sun, and every child born in that celestial year dies. Now, if one child survives, it can become some sort of weird super being. The first was an evil git who was a complete dick for a bit, and then he disappeared and he let a bunch of evil assholes out onto the world called the Archfiends. And then the next child who survived, who was called the Matriarch, was a good sort, and she undid a lot of the stuff that the dick boy did from before, and all the things that he unleashed on the world. But it's now been, I think this is something like 16 or 20 years since the last celestial blackout. So the whole world is kind of waiting with bated breath to see if a child has managed to survive that celestial year and get to adulthood, and see if they will become some sort of weird celestial super being. Sorry, what I was saying. Anyway, I got to the end of the lovely forest dungeon with my team of misfits that I seem to have acquired. I went through into the next section and then there was a tent. And to be honest with you, I've not been very well recently. I've got a sore throat and I was sick of talking, so I just kind of ended the episode there. Turn the volume up for you lovely people. So yeah, it looks like Monica has finally met up with her brother. Monica, why in the world are you here? Brother! That's a very manly voice. I'm giving Monica now. Brother, I came bearing grave news. Godwin is conspiring to overthrow you and seize the throne. Ugh. So the brute's lust for power has gotten the better of him at last. Monica, you put yourself in grave risk to inform me of his treachery. Normally I would charge you for your foolishness, but thank you. And these people are? Brave heroes who risked life and limb to escort me from Sinon. I am indebted to all of you for protecting my dear sister. I would give you all a king's ransom, but I have little to offer so far away from the palace. Just as Clyde said, these penniless bastards don't want to help him out. But I pledge to you, upon my return, I will ensure you are duly rewarded. Now, I think this is Mikal, but hasn't she said his name? My retreat must make haste and depart for Leon. Godwin will doubtless be waiting for us with blade drawn. Monica, I do not wish to drag you into this any further. I must insist you stay away at all costs. Brave adventurers, will you do me one more service?
This voice is getting worse, like, go on.
I ask you to escort Monica further north and seek refuge in Padori. Padori? Says Julian? A guy with bright green hair? So I've got to try and remember all their names. It's going to be terrible. Great. First goblins, now vampires. Don't be so quick to judge the vampires of Padori. Count Leonid is a friend of Leon. Is a friend to Leon for generations. He is a trustworthy ally, though more so than most humans. Monica, I trust you have no objections. If you feel it best, brother, then I shall do what I shall. Of course, our friendship does not preclude him from his vampiric provolicities. You will need to make certain that Monica does not return with an aversion to sunlight or a thirst for blood. Go and make preparations, you must.
Halt!
Are you not the man known as the Tornado?
I've been called that.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Clint Eastwood with Clyde.
How serendipitous. I ask you stay behind and accompany me to Lyon. The four of you should be sufficient to escort Monica.
As long as you pay me, I'll go anywhere you want. I'll even go down.
The winds of fate must be serving my favour, to have brought the likes of the Tornado into my service. Once Lyon has been secured, I will send a messenger. I trust you'll not fail me. And Mikhail is upon a big black horse. Like, that is one black horse. Like, give it some red eyes and that's going to be one spooky ass motherfucker. But yeah, we're kind of, we're zoomed out now and we're on a, we're in like a battlement encampment. There's all big sort of like army tents on a lovely field. Again, sprite work is just amazing. Lovely green field, a few green trees spotted around with these lovely sort of, you know, medieval like army looking tents. I've left any items we could spare in your inventory. Ah, thanks, I don't have to go looking around for it. So look through them and equip what you think you need. Guard Monica with your life.
Good luck, I'm sure you guys will be fine.
I knew it. I knew this chance meeting, says Sarah, would change my life for the better. I'm not a little girl anymore, and I'm going to show my sister. I'm going to show my sister that I can stand on my own two feet.
Let's go, Sarah! You dick!
Okay, sis. You love that Lisp voice. And I'm on the path to Pedori, which looks exactly like the path I was on before. Except I'm down a person now. Oh, yeah, there's goblins up here. So let's have a check, shall we? Let's check out my equipment. Oh, so Sarah's got a hunting bow and a longbow, tunic, leather boots. Any up on the tunic? We've got some leather armor. We've got some leather boots. Got some leather boots and leather armor. So not really particularly. Got some leather armor. Get a defense right up. Now, Sarah is my weef captain, isn't she? She's back in the old formation settings. So let's do... Let's make sure. So Julian, Ellen, Monica are currently my big hitters. So Julian's got a long sword, which I've just unequipped, which was silly of me. Well, there's a broadsword, longsword. Broadsword does more damage. Give him the broadsword. He's already got level armor and level boots, and he's got a balm in his inventory. Ellen's got a hand axe, brilliant. Give her a small shield as well. Yeah, I'll give her a shield. Why not? She's also got level armor and level boots. Thomas has got a fur vest. Ooh. Hunting bow, long spear, celestial dust, fairy stone. Oh, they're damage items. And he can have a shield as well. Yeah, why not? Nothing else Thomas can equip. And Monica's got bugger all. She's going around fighting things in a silk shirt. Right, leather armor. Right, she can't equip leather boots for some reason. She's got a silk shirt on. She's got her floweret. Can give her a long sword to make her a little bit stronger. No, give her a small shield. Yeah, that's about it, really. So let's have a look at my formations now that old Clade's gone. So, five person form. Four person, oh, Borg, Magic Pyramid, Desert Lance. Let's make sure Sarah's always in Commando World. What's Borg? A balanced offensive defensive formation. Yeah, that's quite good. Let's swap you with you. Guess I can make Monica Magician E. There's a fusion spell they can perform. I don't know, that seems good to me. Right, let's save. Saving is important in Saga. Still not really decided what I'm going to do in my party yet. Let's go across this bridge. Oh, got some big plants. And my formation broke. Of course it bloody did. Hey, shield worked. Brilliant. Whoa. Oh, this guy's doing some big damage. Okay. And so am I. So Thomas, he misses. Okay, so killed them all, but took every single character to hit. Oh, circle for formation. Right, let's get back into formation, people. Bulwark. That's it. They're basically auto battles. Cool, okay, I'm happy with that. No, Julian, why don't you use some magic? Not sure I like this formation very much. Although certainly having Sarah out front is a godsend. Did I actually equip Sarah in the end? Oh, I can't remember. Not Sarah, sorry. Ellen. Ellen! Ellen! Get out front, Ellen! Yeah, I think so. Where's Julian? Yeah. Yeah, they're all equipped. Good. And of course, the first place I've gone is a dead end. Oh no, I can weirdly go through all this woodland area. What's up here, man? Random encounter in the forest. Yeah, I'm just basically going through forest area, but all undercover, so I can't really see where I'm going. Again, my formation broke. That's it. At least Julian's using score, getting his magic level up. Julian, Thomas. Score doesn't really seem to do fuck all though. Next club level up. Good, good, good. She's leveling up her axe nicely. Dun, 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 dun. No, fight. Quick succession fighting here, people. Hey, my formation didn't break against a goblin, and Julian's just. Sparks knee split, excellent, which has stunned him. Thomas is using Squall, which Rains. 60 damage. Hey, it actually did something. Yeah, a few little stat increases, mostly HP. He gave him 2 Aurums. Oh, wow, that goblin actually had some money on him. I think that was just, like, a less intensive way through. Yeah, that was. That was just a quick way up, but you just couldn't see where he was going. Oh, a frog. I'm going to fight a frog. Formation broke. Of course it did. And let's just carry on free-for-all. I'm not bothered. Well, these shields are coming in handy. Toad's doing acid. Oh, 67. Okay. Thomas, man, you are freaking useless with your bow, mate. I think I'm going to go into ball formation. They're all going for Ellen. Nobody likes Ellen. Oh, except for Fairy, who wants to hit Thomas. It's because Ellen does 103 damage! Go on, Ellen! Thomas is busting out his squall again, firing down rain onto the fairy. The fairy gets 41 damage points. The party recovers 16. Yeah, I like that. At the end of each round, when you're in commander mode, your party regains a small amount of health. So it's pretty handy. Oh, Thomas is really limiting up his bow, and I don't want him to. I want to get him a better weapon. Right, let's get out of this area. There's a lot of fights coming through here. Fuck me, there's a lot of frogs. Lots of frogs using acid. I can only hope to survive by the frog's incompetence. Which is going pretty well at the moment. If they use acid, I'm fucked, but only one of them used acid once, and that was it. But we got a second one's using acid, she's using a Monica, and she's dead. But Julian comes in with a killing blow, and she'll be up for the next battle. Yeah, so you get life points in this game, so you can only die, like, a number of times while out in the field. So 10. They all seem to have 10 life points. And so Julian and Monica are already down to 9 left. That's a quick save. So I think if I heal at myself at an inn and stuff like that, they recover. Or I probably have to use a special item. But yeah, you will eventually recover all your life points, which is cool. More battle. Shitty little goblin. Ellen's becoming quite a beefcake. I like Ellen. Oop, into the next screen. And I've reached Peduri. It's an ice town. Very nice. Oh, wow. Okay, I like this. So as you walk around the ice town, you leave footprints in the snow behind you. And I can see an inn, so there you go, I'm going to go stay at the inn. Let's prove my theory of the life points. Welcome, can I offer you a room? Guests 5. 5 Aurums. I'll stay, please, thank you very much. In my politest possible voice. And Monica gets a room to herself? Posh bitch. Bloody hell. Let's all the other party scummy slummy in the other room while she gets a big room to herself. See what we're doing here, Monica. I see. And there's a pub. There's a weapons outlet. This town's on like a couple of levels, so there's like a raised level at the bottom which has the pub on it, then you go up a set of big steps, and then you've got the inn, the armory, and unknown house. I'm just going to unknown house. There's a guy here with blonde hair, purple hair. You're not from these lands. Women here, like me, must live in fear of being made into a foul creature of the night. That sounds freaking appalling. There's one here, it looks like she's got a crown on. I just know I'll be chosen next for the castle. I'll be young and beautiful forever. Ooh. Vampires, eh? What are you going to do with them? Can't live with them? You'll get your blood sucked out your neck with them. There's another unknown thing on the next level up. There's a guy here with blue hair. You're in the wrong game! You should be in the Star Ocean game. Magic shop. Ooh, welcome. Buy and forget. So, no. Oh, is this where I can buy for Thomas? Right, buy. No, she only has Luna for sale. Damn it! How come you only have one magic for sale? You're never going to make money as a shop. You can only sell one item. Like, there's 6 people in this town. Once they've all bought Luna magic, you're out of business. You're going to starve to death. So I've gone up. And, oh great, there's monsters. Yeah, the monsters leave footprints in the snow too. That's cool. Lovely snowy path. So very reminiscent of Final Fantasy VI in the sort of opening area. Oh, there's a bird coming from me. So it's going like a mountain path covered in snow, so you can see the mountain bits going down and the snow covered on top. But there's like the creatures flying around, and there's also a snowstorm, so sort of like over the top overlay of the screen is all this snow coming down. So I'm going into the pub, which is an underground pub apparently. And here I am. There's a bunch of patrons sitting around, all thinking, what am I going to do with my lunar magic? Just leave me alone, says the girl at the bar. Welcome to the bloody steak. What's the word, barkeep? Your customers must be entranced by your wares. Or enchanted by your wares. Oh, I make out all right. Is that it, barkeep? The castle rests atop the northern hill. I don't know why I'm giving this bloody accent. I'll do some banter.
Okay, Bant wasn't very good. I'm not a Bant person. Right, who are these people? You look like a generic NPC. I'm readying myself for the Count. He prefers women who are both sound, of both body and mind. You're not sound of mind, though. I believe the Count may be inviting a new young miss to join him at his castle soon. Count Leonard seems to prize the Holy Grail above all else. They say it once held the blood of the matriarch, you know.
Had I only been born a woman, then the Count might give me the gift of eternal life.
Sounds like the Count's a bit pervy. The vampires in the castle may be immortal, but they remain unholy. Unable to leave. An odd way to have peace, but it works. Doesn't really sound like it works. Doesn't sound like it works at all, mate. And that's it from the pub, so I am going to have to assault this castle. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mentioned at the beginning of the episode that I'm not feeling great. I have got a bit of a sore chest, so I'm just going to go up here and I'm going to save before I go through this area. My chest is still hurting me quite a bit. And having, you know, I went a bit silent during the path to Baduri. Oh, they've still only got 9 life points. Or is that the old save? No, that was the old save. Saved over it. Right, yeah, so during the walk to Baduri, I went a bit silent because, again, I was just trying to rest my voice a bit. Oh, yeah. It's not COVID, as I said. I've had all the tests done, the lateral flows and the PCR tests, whatever they're called, and I'm fine. But I've just got a bad chest infection, and it really makes it hard to talk for long periods of time. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm really enjoying the game, getting back into it. And yeah, we'll have to see where this takes me. I need to really find out what I'm going to do with my party. I'm hoping once I've done this little extra bit of adventuring, once I've gone to see the Count in whatever this town's called, Leonoid, whatever it is, Paduri. Once I've gone to see him, I think that will sort of end this story beat, and then I'll be out into the world, and I'll be able to sort of start building my party up as I want, which is kind of the exciting bit of Saga. Anyway, guys, I've been Bill, this has been Love Trappings, and I'll see you shortly. Bye, my lovelies.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Are you someone who likes to listen to Let's Play videos in the background while you play your favorite games or do your least favorite chores? If so, check out my podcast, Verzian Chronicles. Here, we take a deep dive into classic and modern RPGs of all kinds in a way that makes it easy to listen to and fun for those long commutes to work. We're currently playing The Elder Scrolls Morrowind and Dragon Quest XI, with more games on the way soon. New episodes release every Wednesday and Saturday mornings. I hope you listen, and I know you'll enjoy.